I'm praying for this land I love, America, America, the home of the free. But there are people making plans to change America. They've no respect for her, who it matters most to. That's why I stand for the flag, and I kneel at the cross.
Welcome to We Are the News Now with Dan Hennen. Today is October 25th, 2021, and our show will be about current events. As always, this show is a faith-based program. We'll start off with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Yeshua Almighty the Christ, we humbly come before your throne and ask that you bless the airwaves and this show. Scramble all devices of the enemy and allow this show to go forth and reach millions. Thank you for giving us our audience, Lord, and please give them the ears to hear this message. Please be with each and every one of them, where they are, while they tune into our shows. Bless each and every one of them. Ultimately, may thy will be done. In Jesus' living, powerful, active, and matchless name. Amen. Well, we've got a lot to cover here in the show. Lots of news. I'm going to cover each topic briefly in order to get them all in. Now, once again, this is a 30-minute show. We talk about the events from the past week. And I'll talk about the items that shouldn't have been in the news but were. And also items that were in the news but maybe shouldn't have been, or were perhaps distraction. So, let's get started. The CEO at Texas Roadhouse this past week, the CEO at Texas Roadhouse committed suicide after complaining that the COVID symptoms that he had were, quote, unbearable. Unbearable. Committed suicide. Now, to me, that's strange. It doesn't really pass the sniff test. But for what it's worth, I'm just going to mention it here and let you all, the listeners, do your own research. See if that's strange or if that's something that's normal. Navy SEALs to get the vax. Navy SEALs are supposed to be getting the vax. But if not, there's a new requirement that may make them repay the Navy for their cost of training if they refuse the vax. This is Navy SEALs. Now, this is one way they're getting back at the people who are not going to do it. One way is to terminate, fire, lay off, reassign, give them a fine. Now they're saying, look, if you don't want to do it, you're going to have to repay all of your training that we provided to you to become a Navy SEAL. Now, that's a very interesting twist, and it does not surprise me in the least. Last week on October 17th, QAnon turned 4 years old. QAnon. Been around for a while, very enlightened for the information that we learned from QAnon. Speaking of 17 missionaries went missing in Haiti. This was announced on October 17th. And once we start getting missing folks in Haiti, good people, good missionaries going missing, it should raise an antenna, alert you to something strange going on. Remember, that's what a lot of the trafficking went on, the human trafficking, back after that earthquake. And what's her name? Laura Silsby, I believe was her name that was going to blow the whistle on that. And she was found dead. So keep that in mind when you see recurring stories like this. Things that keep coming up. Colin Powell, dead at the age of 84 this past week. Colin Powell, another deep state actor, tried to come off as a good guy or a white hat, but was part of a lot of the deep state shenanigans back to the Iraq War and the events back then. Not a good guy at all. Now, someone brought up the information found in ancient Egypt called the amygdala. What they used to do to the slaves was insert something behind the eye, through the nose, through the nostrils, and reach a long type of a stick. Think of the Q-tip for COVID testing. Up through the nose, nasal cavity, up by the behind the eye, there was a spot there, the amygdala, that if bruised, makes a person more compliant and submissive. They used to do this to the Egyptian slaves back in the day to make them more submissive and compliant. Now, folks are putting this together that maybe perhaps they're doing this on purpose with this COVID testing with the nostril Q-tip to get up and possibly impact that same thing. Now, this is just food for thought. I have no other sauce on this, if it is true or not, but that's something to consider as to why they're doing this nasal swab that far up into the nasal cavity. They did this back in ancient Egypt for the slaves to make them more submissive and compliant. I found that very interesting. That was pointed out on the deep web. In Hillsborough County, Florida, the Sheriff's Department did a human trafficking, set up a task force called Operation Roundup this past week, resulted in 125 arrests in human trafficking. That's alarming. That should be front page news. 125 arrests in a county on a human sex trafficking sting. That's big news. Now, I didn't see anything about this except for a small news report. Now, of the 125 folks arrested, one was a pastor and one was a teacher, interestingly enough. I always remember the phrase, watch out for who you trust. Those you trust are probably more than likely the bad guy behind the scenes. It's not surprising to me. Now, we get the news this past week with Rachel Levine. Rachel Levine was sworn in now as the first openly transgender female 4-star admiral in the U.S. Public Health Service. Now, this is beyond strange. We've all seen the photos of Rachel Levine, but it's just an openly transgender female 4-star admiral. Well, take it for what you want, but how can... I don't even know if I want to go there, but I'll just leave it at that. Interesting. Now, the Chicago Police Union is attempting to withhold benefits to officers that retire rather than take the jab. This was announced on October 18th. If you're going to retire and not take the jab, they're thinking now with the police union in Chicago that they may withhold your pension benefits if you're doing that as a way to get out of the jab. See, they're finding ways to make sure everyone complies. They're making sure. They're doing this loophole thing. So you got to ask yourself the question, why are they doing all this to make sure everyone complies? If you're retired, why would they care if you have the jab or not? But now they want to withhold benefits to make you take it. That should be an eye-opener right there. Now, there's a backlog in the ports. Now, the interesting thing, we're hearing about these log jams with the cargo container ships, the backlog, Long Beach Port, some of these other ports in California are being backed up. We all know there's shenanigans going on behind the scenes on this whole scenario. But what we get from Biden's press secretary this week, she says that, you know, more goods are being ordered because people are making more money and wages are up. Therefore, the result is the backlog in the ports. Now, this is what's being peddled to the public. Nonsense like this, and the gullible public is eating it up, but that is most certainly not the case. Wages up, people are ordering more goods, resulting in the backlog at the ports. No, I don't think so. Johnson & Johnson, it came out this week, forms a new company to settle tens of thousands of lawsuits. They created a new company called LTL Management LLC. to try to keep the company Johnson & Johnson afloat by handling some of these lawsuits and litigation settlements in a different company to try to keep it separate. Now, I know that's not on the front page of the news, but boy, shenanigans like this should be really looked at a little closer when the companies do things like this to try to exploit their potential on their financial situation. Pete Buttigieg. Remember old good old Pete Buttigieg? Turns out he was been on paid leave since mid-August. Now, he's the transportation secretary. This news came out that he was actually on paid leave since mid-August. This came out on October 15th. Now, once again, we're dealing with the backlog of the cargo ships and all the other issues that are going on with transportation, the airlines, people being forced to take the jab. Buttigieg is in charge of this. Well, it turns out during all this, he's been on paid leave since mid-August. Well, that, interestingly enough, does not make the news. Lots of issues going on with transportation, and he's on a parental leave with his husband. Very interesting. Workers in Italy, it was announced, now are going to require a passport, a health passport, to enter the workplace. This was announced on October 15th. Workers in Italy. Now, they're going to put together this workplace passport to ensure everyone has their vaccination. Very interesting. Once again, I saw a tweet saying Mussolini would be proud to see this type of a development. I agree with that. Also on October 15th, Ron Watkins announced he's going to be running for Congress in the state of Arizona. Ron Watkins is going, was under the username of CMZ, also Code Monkey. He was on the deep web on the 8chan forum and formerly on the 4chan forum. He was part of the 8chan and 4chan to allow QAnon to begin posting and being able to set up the trip codes to being able to post on those internet forums. There's a lot of misinformation out there saying that that Code Monkey or Ron Watkins was actually QAnon. That's not the case. He's not QAnon, never was QAnon, but work closely with that group to be able to get these posts out there with a trip code to make sure no one could be impersonating or no one false could be getting the information out there that QAnon did. Once again, QAnon turned 4 years old this week. David Ames, age 69, was stabbed repeatedly and killed. He's a prime minister of Tory in the UK. Now, this also made the news, but boy, this was a very interesting scenario. Hopefully, we'll have more on this in next week's show. But boy, when you see something like this, very interesting. Taiwan has announced that they now have more deaths from the vaccine, from the virus itself. More deaths from the vaccine. I'll reiterate that. Than deaths that were claimed from the virus itself. Now, you must ask yourself one question. Why would that be? Why would that be? The virus kills X number of people, and now we get X plus Y equals the total of deaths from the vaccine. Remember, do not take that vaccine. Only God knows what's in that poison. October 14th, a former Detroit police chief calls for a forensic audit of the 2020 presidential election in the state of Michigan. Well, this is pretty good news. The police chief is calling for a forensic audit of the election results. Now, Michigan was one of those states. Remember, they've got Governor Whitmer there. Deep state. A lot of shenanigans went on there. Hats off to this guy calling for a forensic audit. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt announced he will take Biden to court over the vaccine mandate that he's pushing. And this came out October 15th. The Oklahoma Governor, hats off to Kevin Stitt here, announcing he's going to take Biden to court. Remember, he's right. Now, according to the Nuremberg trial, the information that came out of the Nuremberg rulings following World War II was you cannot force vaccinations upon a country. It's not the role of government to do that. So he's right. He's going to win that case, as he and everyone else knows that President Biden cannot be doing what he's doing. Ghislaine Maxwell. Remember Ghislaine Maxwell? Her trial is coming forward. Opening statements will begin November 29th. That's coming up here. We're a little over a month. We're going to get the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell. Mark your calendar for that. That should be quite interesting. We got the new total number of legislators looking for a 50-state audit are now at 138. 138 folks have signed up to say, we demand a 50-state audit. Not certain states, but every state. Presidential election results. They're demanding a 50-state audit. We just completed the one in Arizona. Haven't heard one word about that in the mainstream media. Now, the assistant to the U.S. House Sergeant at Arms arrested on October 15th last week on child porn charges. Stefan Bierat, age 41, expected to appear in court for the first time November 22nd. Less than a month, Stefan Bierat arrested on child porn charges. This is just too much. We have these folks in charge dealing with the corruption, and they're pedophiles. Now, if you're following the Twitter account of Maya Angelique this past week, she explained her strange experience at the Cambria Hotel in D.C. Cambria Hotel on D.C., right off Q Street. She said that she was really basically almost kidnapped as someone came into her room with a key after she went in to take a shower as she was going to retire for the night. Someone came into her room and tried to kidnap her. Well, she explained the story. It got out. It went viral. Her story went viral. Then the hotel said, here's what happened. They explained it away by saying it was someone doing room cleaning, house cleaning, that went into the wrong room using a key. Mistakenly went into the wrong room. Well, ask yourself one question. At 1 a.m, who's doing housekeeping? I don't believe that story for 1 minute, that it was a mistaken room. They just made a mistake. Remember, she said she was almost kidnapped. I don't believe the story of the mistake. Possibly those of you out there can leave a comment in the comment section here. If you work in the hotel hospitality business, do house cleaners go room to room to do house cleaning at 1 a.m? I don't believe so. The Baltimore Police Union informs officers not to reveal their vaccination status. Now, this story came out on October 15th. They said, you know what? You're not obliged to do that. You do not have to say whether you're vaccinated or not. And the union came out and said, if they ask you, you do not have to answer. Now, that makes sense to me. That's a HIPAA violation. That's a HIPAA ruling there. If anyone asks you your vaccination status, you do not have to provide that information on anything, any type of vaccination. But they're making you do it. But the police union in Baltimore did tell their officers that you do not have to answer that question. Also, new news, the Jussie Smollett trial. Remember the Jussie Smollett trial? A judge came back now and says, I'm going to deny the request to dismiss this case. So this has been in appeals over and over to try to get this thrown out. The new judge there, hats off to him or her. I'm not sure who it is, but they said, no, we're not going to dismiss this case. Trying to do that hate crime, what have you, down in back in Chicago a couple of years ago. In Pima County, Arizona, Trump releases the findings that came out that show the precincts that had over 100% turnout. Now, if you want to, you may want to look this up yourself. It came out October 15th. The counties, just in this one county in Pima, the various precincts, in publicly available reports that show over 100% turnout in the votes. Trump announced that because no one else got wind of it. I'm sure the general mainstream public will say that it's of some sort of a conspiracy theory, and it doesn't make any sense. But once again, it's not Trump saying this. He's just releasing the data that came out of those precincts. How do you have over 100% turnout in any precinct? Remember, that's more people voting than are registered to vote. Interesting. American Airlines announced on October 13th that they now have had 883 canceled or delayed flights because of their pilots or crew refusing to do the vaccine. That's a lot. Now get this story. The ex-dean of USC and current LA Los Angeles councilman, Mark Ridley. Mark Ridley was indicted on corruption charges on October 13th. I can't believe that this is not also front page news. This is the current councilman in Los Angeles and an ex-dean, dean of students at USC. Corruption charges. Interesting. The state capitol in Michigan, 200 folks were protesting for an election audit. This came out in the news October 12th. They're protesting, saying we want an election audit here in Michigan. They're protesting at the state capitol. I don't believe that made the news. What did make the news? A post office shooting on October 12th in Orange Mound, Tennessee. Post office shooting. Any kind of shootings will make the news. Now, the other thing last week that was all over the news was the shipping lanes and supply chain discussion was all over the news. You know, these cargo ships, the container ships, the backlog. How is all this happening? They're blaming it on supply chain. They're blaming it on the shipping lanes, and they're going all out to try to explain this away. Also last week, a single-engine airplane crash, this time in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Interesting. Now, an anesthesiologist from UCLA was escorted out of the building for non-compliance. There's a good video on this that came out October 10th, a very good video that captured this. And as anesthesiologists from UCLA, non-compliance to take the vaccine, they were escorted out of the building. Very interesting. Another thing interesting is a video of a podcast from a nun, a good one, a white hat nun, meaning good. She goes on and does a big podcast on vaccinations, vaccines. The reason for them is depopulation. She throws the Pope under the bus, the elites, and says, remember, what they're doing all this for a reset, an economic reset. Very interesting, very positive to see this nun coming forward to say this. Now, a federal grand jury comes forward. They're going to be looking at the statistical manipulation quote of the COVID numbers. This came out October 11th. We now know that those COVID numbers have been statistically manipulated. Now there's going to be a federal grand jury to look at that. This relates to the deaths, the injuries, the people who have it. It's all been manipulated to make it sound like this is some big pandemic emergency to shut down the country. And then we know, we've been saying this now for about 12 to 15 months, that this is all manipulated. It's really a plandemic. Now, American Airlines announced they may have a staffing shortage for the busy holiday season. Now, they're already setting the tone here, October 10th. They're setting the tone for the upcoming Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. They've got to let the folks not be surprised when holidays, people are not going to be able to fly around. Shortages with crew, shortages with pilots. So they're planting that seed. I took that as very interesting. Now, Navy guidance. They announced a new Navy guidance. We're going to be now discharging sailors for refusing the vax without exemption. If you don't have an exemption and you refuse the vaccination, the Navy will discharge you. Very interesting. They're looking for any way they can to shut these people out, to get them out. Now, McCabe, remember the FBI, Andrew McCabe, the acting deputy director for the FBI last year, a couple of years ago? Trump got him out, He's now suing to be eligible to receive his pension. Trump fired him, got rid of McCabe, and I think it was just days, within a week, that McCabe was supposed to be eligible to receive his retirement pension. Trump got rid of him just under that window to really give him the shaft. Well, now McCabe says, you know what, I'm going to sue to get that back so I can receive it. Look for him to win that case. I'm assuming he'll win that. Someone will pull strings there in the deep state to get his all-important pension back. Now we got two stories we're going to cover mainly in next week's episode. But, of course, there's more with the Gabby Petito, Brian Laundrie story. That's all over the news. I call it all over the sheep news, of course. That's the people following this, is the sheep. I don't pay much attention to it. It sounds too goofy for me to even make sense that it's even real. But perhaps it is. But I think we're getting told a lot of misinformation on this case and a lot of disinformation. I also believe it's probably not too relevant. Now, similar is the Alec Baldwin story. He was given a prop gun, allegedly, on a set, fired it, injured one person, and killed a cinematographer. But there's many, many questions surrounding this as the news has kind of taken this to new depths as it's starting to not really make sense on its face. First, they say it was a prop gun. Then they say it was a real gun. And they say it shouldn't have been loaded or it should have been blanks. Then they said, no, there's real ammunition in it. Then they say he fired it on a shoot, rehearsing a scene. Well, the cinematographer certainly wouldn't be on the scene in a shoot. Only actors would be on the scene. The story is starting to fall apart very quickly. None of it's really making sense as far as how this person ended up dead. That's all I've got for the show today. Remember to check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. And if you feel so led to do so, please click the links in the description to support us financially. We are an entirely independent media operation and end times ministry. We rely on your support to continue providing you excellent content. Go to eternalaffairsmedia.com, bookmark the site, as well as sign up for the email newsletter in case they ever take our social media pages down. Also, a big thank you to our donors and our patrons helping us keep our programs alive. Once again, my name is Dan Hennen. This episode's called We Are the News Now. Today is October 25th. Thanks for listening. Awesome.